From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Bram Sable-Smith. The deaf community has its own language, culture, and set of obstacles, but most hearing people will never interact with it. But when Dr. Stephanie Logan lost her hearing at age 23, she was thrust into the deaf community. KBIA's Michaela Tucker explains how Stephanie went from knowing nothing about being deaf to being a leader in the deaf community.
Stephanie Logan was 23 and studying psychology at the University of Georgia when she contracted spinal meningitis. In less than a week, her hearing was completely gone.
I had never met a deaf person, and I had never seen sign language before in my life. And I literally had to start all over with communication.
Unable to hear or speak, she had to put her graduation on hold. Stephanie stayed in the hospital for a month. When she was released, her only education option was Gallaudet University, the sole university for the deaf in the U.S., to learn sign language and to relearn how to speak. She learned a special technique in speech therapy using her hand.
And put it in her throat and then just go la, 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 la. And you can feel the vibrations.
Through understanding the vibrations in her body, Stephanie learned to speak again. But that and her ability to lip read led to confusion from others about her hearing and speaking capabilities.
The only ability that I had was that I was hearing for 23 years. And so I have that advantage. So sometimes it's very frustrating. So sometimes I will just sign and I won't voice because I think that it creates a misconception for people.
When Stephanie went back to school to finish her psychology degree, she encountered more challenges for deaf individuals, like how to learn from professors who don't know sign language.
Then they ended up hiring multiple interpreters to help me finish my last about a year, year and a half of school.
She says her experience in school opened her up to the importance of services for people with disabilities, so much so she began looking for work with the deaf community.
I was able to learn how to write grants and how to develop programs for students with disabilities, which led me to want to apply for a job working with deaf people.
Stephanie was hired as the first director of the Leadership Through Education and Advocacy for the Deaf Institute, better known as LEAD, which provides statewide crisis services from its office in Columbia. Initially, she faced a few challenges like
not having the professionals that we need in order to be able to provide the services that we want to provide.
One example, LEAD didn't even have a psychologist who was fluent in sign language. So Stephanie took it upon herself to become the first.
I am the only deaf psychologist in the state of Missouri.
It's been 20 years since Stephanie started at LEAD, and a lot's changed in that time. It's doubled the size of its space and created a texting crisis line. And Stephanie says even with the difficult parts of her job, she always finds positivity within it.
I'm so honored to do what I do. I think as a psychologist, I'm so humbled by the people that I work with and the experiences and the emotions that they share with me.
For the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Michaela Tucker.